This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Very soon, as in next week, cinemas will open. We can enjoy things on the big screen again. But in the meantime, you can still find some good stuff for streaming. You might have spotted Free Guy on Disney Plus. Originally, it was meant to come to the movies, but yes, it is on the platform instead, starring Ryan Reynolds.
Hey, bud, you ever think that there's got to be more?
More than what?
The stuff we do day after day. Being shot at, run over, taken hostage.
Everybody down on the ground.
Today's gonna be different.
Russ from Rude Dialogue has watched it for us. Russ, how you doing? Good to have you.
How are you today, Laura?
I am not bad. And Free Guy, which we're talking about today, starring Ryan Reynolds. I saw this. I thought it was so much fun. I was just a little bummed, though, that it didn't make it to cinemas, because it is actually good movie.
Oh, you know what? It is just, we really thoroughly enjoyed this. I wish I could have seen it on the big screen, but thankfully we did get to see it and I've enjoyed it too.
Yeah, so it's not bad. At least we have got to see it. But catch everybody up. What is the story of Free Guy?
Yeah, but so Free Guy has our favorite larrikin, you know, Ryan Reynolds, playing a guy named Guy. And Guy is actually a non-playable character, an NPC, in a video game called Free City. And all of a sudden, he becomes very self-aware, and even though he's not supposed to be the hero or a villain, he's just supposed to be that person that walks down the street or is in the bank, he actually decides that he wants to actually become a hero or somebody of significance in the game. And what happens and ensues throughout all of this, once he gets those very funny eyeglasses that he gets to wear, he often has to come up against not only the people within the game who don't want him to succeed, but also the makers of the game that really do not want him to break the rules.
It's a good story, but do you think you have to be a gamer to enjoy it?
You know, I think that's a great question. And no, I mean, I think that there's a lot of inside jokes that if you are a gamer, that you would probably really appreciate even more so. But I think they do enough to kind of lay the groundwork and help you to understand everything about this world that you don't have to be a gamer to really appreciate the film.
That is a plus. And I will say personally, I've watched this. I don't consider myself a gamer other than like Mario Kart back in the day. And it is, it's worth watching. But Ryan Reynolds, while he's so funny, I feel like he's definitely having a moment. The Deadpool version of him, do you see that in Free Guy? Or is this a little bit more accessible to a broader audience?
You know, I think that too is one where I think that's where Ryan is trying to kind of move his career a little bit closer to the middle, in the sense that it's not the Croods, you know, in the sense that he plays like something for little kids, but this one's definitely not Deadpool. This one is definitely kind of right in the middle of the road. Definitely will appeal to the tweens and older of the gaming world and also all of their family. I think it's one that everybody pretty much in the more mature category could really appreciate.
Yeah, and the director, Sean Levy, he also did Night at the Museum. So you're getting the sense that the team behind this, they just wanted it to be a whole bunch of fun.
That's right. Oh, I think that's one of the things I really enjoyed about it. And you could really see his touch on it, where he kind of reimagined the world of museums in that franchise. But with this one, they really reimagined kind of what you could do with a person who decided to kind of go against the grain within the game.
And so with that in mind, do you think Free Guy is trying to drive at any particular idea or takeaway for the audience?
Yeah, you know what, I'm looking forward to kind of hearing what you think on this too, but I think that one of the key drivers is where we need to have an unrelenting need to find and follow our purpose in life. Hmm. Not just a dream, but really to find out what drives us and then to go after it with all that we have at our disposal. And so I think that's what I kind of saw in this film, but I'm curious what you think.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, but I also saw that for Guy, he really was someone that was trying to be good in the game, whereas the general sort of players would normally want to follow the person who's kind of a little bit violent or attacking people or kind of winning, dominating, all of these sorts of things that are normally celebrated in kind of the gaming world. But Free Guy, or the character Guy, he was really standing out because he was good, and he was finding popularity because he was good and he wasn't doing all of those sorts of things. So I thought that was a nice takeaway as well.
I thought so too. It definitely made me want to go out and buy a whole bunch of blue shirts.
Yeah, 100%. Russ, thank you for chatting with us about Free Guy.
Thanks so much, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.